tell me about your first day on the job.
Great. So I said the question that did it say, can I change it a little bit? Because I think it said your first day on your first job. And I was
Sorry. I didn't realize it. You were correct. It is first day on the first job. But yeah, I kind of want to know not about your first job. I want to know about this job.
Okay. All right. I'll do both if that's okay. And if one is really boring, you can, you know, cut it out.
Okay.
So when I was, this was first day on the first job. When I was 14, someone offered me $15 to umpire a baseball game.
What?
And I'd been playing baseball all my life. Loved baseball. And I was just getting to the age where it was really apparent that I wasn't very good at baseball. I had sort of strung along. You know, until 14, no one's that good.
Right.
So, you know, if you can kind of aim the ball, even if you throw it, you know, like 45 miles an hour, you might even get the pitch a few innings.
There you go.
You know, by 12, I'd reached the peak of my career. By 14, things were kind of on the down and out. So I was excited. All right, here's a new way to play baseball. And, you know, I showed up to the ballpark and I crouched behind home plate and, you know, the kids came out onto the field and the pitcher had the ball and he was looking – staring down the batter, and these kids were maybe 11 or 12 years old. So I probably could have played competitively in that game. And then there was just this long pause, and the coaches stared at me, and the players stared at me, and I was thinking, why aren't they playing? What's happening? And then I realized, oh, I have to say, play ball.
That's right.
So I said, play ball. And then the kids started playing baseball. And, you know, I think there's actually, there's been an important parable in that experience. I've chosen to pursue career paths that rely a lot on self-initiative and for which there's no exact path going forward. And, you know, sometimes you just realize the only thing that people are waiting to happen is for you to say, play ball.
Right. Right. I like that. There's something sort of, I mean, there's the sort of ritual of baseball, right? And that sort of element of it. But then, yeah, there are these times when you're oftentimes sort of looking around waiting for someone else to tell you what to do or waiting for someone else to say go. And actually, it turns out that you're the one that has to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to say play ball.